I'll be reading from 1 Colossians chapter 1, 15 through 20. I came across some interesting quotes that I thought were interesting describing Jesus, the man who came down here to save our sin, but yet was God. British historian Arnold Toynbee was right when he said, "As we stand and gaze with our eyes fixed upon the Father's shore, a simple figure rises from the flood, and straight worthy fills the whole horizon of history. There is the Savior." Napoleon said, "I know men, and I tell you, Jesus is more than a man. Comparison is impossible between him and any other human being who ever lived, because he was the Son of God." The poet Emerson, when asked why Jesus was not in his respective men, said that Jesus was not a man, because he was God. Colossians 1, verse 15. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him, for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross." Lord, we are just glad that you humbled yourself to take on human flesh, that you could save us from our sin and bring us into your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.